Nathaniel Palmick, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
Taz Dingo! Yes!
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 86 for August 7th, 2014. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Tunes, The Spanish Announce Table, and The Real Mother Effing News. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. And before you get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is a site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com. Or you can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's Old Movies, DOTNet. So without further ado, let's introduce our panel for this week. What is it? 69 episodes, heavy set. We've got Kebbo Trek. And we've got Carp.
Howdy.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
We've got a bunch of news this week, starting off with California judge orders 6 torrent sites to stop distributing the Sylvester Stallone film, Expendables 3. Ricky Gervais is making the Office movie featuring his character, David Brent. Got some more Sylvester Stallone news. He wants Sigourney Weaver for an Expendables female-fronted spinoff. Sandra Bullock is now the highest-paid actress in Hollywood. And possibly some more Batman news. Heavy set, what would you like to start with this week?
Let's go with the Expendables spinoff.
The Expendables 3 is gearing up to charge into theaters with a sprawling testosterone-fueled cast that includes Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Dolph Lundgren, Wesley Snipes, Randy Couture, Harrison Ford, Kelsey Grammer, and Antonio Banderas. But could the future of his franchise be female? The idea of Expendables movie has been floating around for a while now, but at the London premiere of Expendables 3, Stallone suggested who he'd like to see star. None too surprisingly, he named Sigourney Weaver. However, how he suggests she'd fit into the franchise is a little less than inspiring. THR reports that Stallone proposes Weaver play his on-screen ex-wife, who maybe in the divorce won the estrogen-producing half of his team, so she'd get the house, the kids, and my mercenaries, he offered. Stallone also said, with the Expendables, we've got a situation where we're in uncharted waters. Do we put all women actresses together? Would that really work? Or do we have some women who are actually really known to be tough fighters? I'll give my take on this quickly. I think an Expendables movie with the right cast could definitely work. We've seen the male ensemble cast do well, and I think that kind of Stallone's looking a little old school here. I think women can dominate or star in an action role and do well. Having said, what do you think?
I agree. This is something that it feels like we've talked about for quite some time of this whole version. I think that's kind of a reason why they have Ronda Rousey in this one. It's a one way to get to have somebody semi-familiar with the franchise in it, so they put her in this now, transition on to it later. I'm really curious to see what they do and the type of cast. And I kind of agree with you. As long as it's done right, this could be a really good movie, but I just hope it's not the beauty shop version of Barbershop, if you know what I mean.
No, and I definitely know what you mean. But let's, I know we threw some names around originally. One name that I had was Helen Mirren. I thought she'd be good, either in as a hero or a villain. I think she'd be a good villain. Meryl Streep as well, I think, would be an interesting wild card. Gina Carano did, was it Haywire or something like that? And I know D-Ran hated it, but I actually liked it. Of course, we've got Kebbo Trek's favorite actress.
Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich. So, I mean, there's plenty of women who can do the action role. Any other names I might have forgotten there?
Well, there is that terrible poster below for whatever. I don't know if this is what you...
Oh, that's the Asylum spinoff.
Oh, okay. So it is officially part of the Asylum franchise then? I mean,
because yeah, exactly.
I watched Raised this weekend. It was at Fantasia last year, and now it's on Netflix. But Zoe Bell is a pretty good action, female action flick star. So, but now she looks like she's going to be in the terrible Mercenaries. They're the best man for this job, with like the O being the symbol for women.
The thing is, if you're casting this movie, you want to kind of get known actresses. Like, you don't want a bunch of, like, I'll be honest, I never heard of Zoe Bell before reading about the Mercenaries. So I think if you're doing this movie, you got to get people like Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Beckinsale, those kind of people listed.
I noticed you didn't mention Mila.
Well, no, it's obviously you need her.
Obviously.
There's no way right now I think Jennifer Lawrence would do something like this. She's making way too much money off the Hunger Games stuff. And she's going to be wanting a lot of money for her next few roles or whatever she does. She wouldn't settle for a secondary paycheck for something like The Expendables. No.
Yeah, and she doesn't need an ensemble cast role either right now. Yeah, I agree with that. All right, let's switch topics here. Talking as well about Expendables 3, there's actually a restraining order over an Expendables 3 HD quality leak that leaked to the internet on July 24th. Now, so if anybody is, not that we're commending or recommending anybody download, a hacked version of this. Actually, I saw it available and I chose not to download it because I wanted the cinematic experience. But apparently there is a major lawsuit against multiple torrent sites trying to block them. The only issue with this, in my opinion, and you guys are probably going to agree here, is once it's out on the internet, that's it. You know, yeah, you can shut down three torrent sites, but at the end of the day, they're all going to be on here. So I understand they're attempting to kind of try. They're attempting to stop it, but for the most part, if people, you know, who know what they're doing, they can find it if they wanted to. Now that it's leaked, but again, in my opinion, I'd say you hold out. This is the type of movie you want to see with the fanboys the first week. It's not a type of movie you're going to download on DVD. You're not going to have that same effect. Guys, do you agree, disagree?
Definitely. I was someone who saw the first Expendables on the first day, and the second one, I was out of town, so I only got to see it the next week. And I noticed a big difference. Like, it wasn't as fun when you're not watching it with all the fanboys. So this is a movie, like, I had no desire to watch a pirated version, because part of the fun, or a lot of the fun, is just seeing it with all the guys and marking out over it.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Carp or Heavy, if you guys had the opportunity or the know-how, well, I think both of you pretty much do.
Yeah.
Would you guys check out the leaked version if it's HD, or would you rather watch in the theater?
I don't do that generally for films anyways. Like, I mean, as my bargain bin is proven, time and time again, I'll put up the $3-4 on a gently used copy of something, because I'm still trying. Like, I know these guys make their billions of dollars or whatever, but to me, I try not to pirate movies unless I can't find it. An upcoming episode of Bargain Bin will be working on a few of those movies I had to go download because I couldn't find them on Netflix or on cheap DVDs anywhere. So in that case, I will. But generally, especially a big release like this, not. To me, it's a first night or first weekend with everybody type of situation. And I even saw it on Kick-Ass Torrents this morning, and I said no. I almost clicked on it, and then I told myself no.
That's actually interesting because, you know, a lot of us have the know-how. And it's just saying to the movie companies, even though it's available, not everybody's going to do it. And if anything, this could actually be something that might get people to go to the theater after if they like the film. I know it's a bit of a stretch, and you're going to have those cheap people who just never want to pay under any circumstances, Gallifrey. But for the most part, people actually will go and spend money in the theater, especially in this type of big budget movie. Let's throw this to Heavy Set. Let's get your 2 cents, man.
I'm kind of the oddball here. I would download it, but that's only for the reason of I normally only go see movies with my girlfriend. Especially now with me being on the road. I mean, if I had a chance to go alone, I would, but I don't get a chance to go to the movies with my friends anymore, and this is a movie that I know my girlfriend wouldn't want to go see, so if I'm going to watch it at home, I might as well watch it now for free.
All right, so let's throw this to our last news story. Sandra Bullock is now Hollywood's highest-earning actress. There was a time when Sandra Bullock had been a part of a lot of really crappy movies over the years, some pretty big box office underperformers, but in 2009, everything completely changed for her. While All About Steve was one of the aforementioned duds, she also found huge success in both the romantic comedy The Proposal and the sports drama The Blind Side. her performance in the latter earning her an Academy Award. Since then, both Paul Feige's The Heat and Alfonso Cuarón's Gravity made huge money in theater. Sandra Bullock is now a proven bankable star, and she has the cash to prove it, earning a reported $51 million between June 2013 and June 2014. Although these two movies did do well, I don't think specifically her in the roles made it do well. In my opinion, I don't think she's that bankable a star. I think Jennifer Lawrence and that is a bigger star, even though, see, Jennifer Aniston getting like $31 million. But, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, you know, all the males to make the big money are like the Downey Jr.'s doing the big box office draws. And I just, although I think women should get paid the same as men, especially if they're the cause of the gross for the movies, I think she's overpaid. What do you guys think?
Well, generally after actors or actresses win a big Academy Award like she did for The Blind Side, your pay raise goes up, man. So I'm not surprised. But, I mean, she did draw. Like, technically, you're saying it might not be her, but she was billed in the movie, and especially Gravity, it was pretty much just her and space. So,
Yeah. Yeah, but did somebody go to see Gravity and say, okay, Bullock's in it, I'm going to watch it? None of you guys mentioned that.
Well, we mentioned all for the visuals.
Right, but exactly. So wouldn't the visuals be more the sale than her? I mean, yes, she is a draw, but I don't think she was draw enough to get for people to actually go see the movie because of her.
Well, what about when she was in Blindside? I consider her probably the biggest draw there besides it being a football movie.
Yeah, but again, and I enjoyed The Blindside. I've seen it, but I didn't go to that, or I didn't go watch that movie, I didn't go stream that movie legally because of her. Because of the movie, or there was good buzz, or it was a good story, Academy Award. So all these movies that I've seen her in, I would say, with the exception of The Heat, really, I didn't even know or cared that she was in the movies. So again, I think it's just a circumstance of good timing and good luck. And yes, you know, she got an Academy Award, so she's getting a bigger draw. Or she's making more money, but this could be sexist for me saying this, but I just, all these actresses listed, except for Jennifer Lawrence, I don't see them being worth the money they should be getting. But Lawrence is now known for The Hunger Games, and because of The Hunger Games, she's done great. But, you know, when her name is attached to something, I might go see it now. Bullock, Paltrow, Aniston, you know, maybe women will go see it because of them, but for myself, I don't see them as a draw. Am I sexist to say that or what?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, what I think it could be is similar to, and it's great that we actually talked about The Expendables, but I think there's women that won't go see a movie just because somebody from The Expendables is in it. That's why it probably works. Like, that's why she's getting the money, because that female demographic is very interested in her. I mean, she's been around for what seems like a very long time, so I kind of understand it.
All right, let's get into the movie reviews of the week. Let's start off with this week's homework, The Guardians of the Galaxy. Carp, go ahead.
Freaking amazing. New generation Star Wars film, 9.5 out of 10. There's nothing that was bad about this movie. It's movie of the year so far.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to check it out this week then. Jeez.
I've already seen it twice. I went Friday.
Already?
I went Friday IMAX 3D with Watson and BB. Yeah. And then I brought my nephew today for an afternoon matinee.
Kebbo Trek, what do you say?
I pretty much agree with Carp. It was my favorite movie of the year. It was my favorite comic book movie of all time. Very little shaky cam, beautiful special effects, great story, great humor. Pretty much everything I want in a movie, so I'm going to give it 9.5 metal legs on 10.
Awesome. Heavy, did you see it?
No, I'm waiting for this week. I'm going to be home, and I plan on seeing not only Guardians, but Turtles.
I think it's going to be a weekend of movies. I got a bunch to catch up on. What else do we got?
I've seen Purge and Lucy.
Okay, let's get your quick on Purge, because I'm interested in seeing that.
Purge Anarchy. Basically what the first Purge should have been. It follows one guy who's out to have his revenge, and he helps out a couple. in the meantime, all the purging is going around in the city. All the criminals get together and, like, kidnap the poor to sell them to the rich so the rich can, you know, get that kill and stuff. The violence was really well done. Like, one of the opening scenes, there's a couple walking down the street with both automatics. Huge truck pulls up, back opens up, guy with a minigun turns him into Swiss cheese. So it's what the first purge should have been, and it's 7 annual purges of 10.
Awesome. It's going to be on my list as well. What else we got, Carp?
Lucy.
Lucy, something I wanted to check out as well. Let's get your thoughts.
It was okay at best. Scarlett Johansson in a female action role was kind of cool, but I guess it's this Luke Benson, the guy who directed it. It's his type of movie he usually comes out with. There was a lot of visual parts, like her brain would start getting stronger, and so they would show, like, whatever, like dolphins, how they communicate since they're smarter. It was a lot of visual stuff. I don't know. I think I was expecting a lot better than what I saw in the end. So for me, it's 50% capacity of the human brain out of 100.
All right. Thank you very much, Carp and Kev Botrek. Let's get into the box office for this week. Break it down. Let's break this week's numbers, Kev. Holy shit, number one.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was expecting Guardians to do so well. Obviously, it was going to come in first, but I don't think anyone was expecting $94 million opening. So I guess I'll throw it to you guys. Were any of you expecting this? Because I certainly wasn't.
I was, as soon as the buzz about the new generation Star Wars people were saying, when that buzz started coming out, I was expecting at least like $85 to $100 million.
Well, at least Batista's got something else to do now that he's terrible in wrestling.
That was another thing. Batista was really, really good as Drax the Destroyer.
Like, I agree.
I was amazed how good Batista was in that role.
How was Diesel?
Oh, Groot?
Groot.
He was all right. Like, I mean, for a guy whose three words are I am and Groot.
But here's the thing. It's a perfect role for Diesel. He doesn't have to stretch a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I am Groot. He can do that.
I'm sure they didn't like mocap his face to do the visual acting part of Groot. So his voice going, I am Groot. I am Groot. I am Groot. It's perfect for Vin Diesel.
All right. So as long as he sticks to those three words, he can be a cinematic god. Awesome. Kebo Trek, what else we got?
Coming in at second place, adding $18 million, is Lucy. Given it a total of about 79.5. In third place is Get It Up, adding 13.5 million in its opening.
This is
week.
The Will biopic.
It's Get On Up.
Oh, On Up.
And I think Kebo Trek's got something else in his mind, Getting It Up.
Well, we were talking about Mila, so.
Are you having trouble getting it up, Kev?
Well, you know. Coming in fourth place is Hercules, adding $11 million, giving it a paltry $52.5 million. I don't think we'll be seeing this movie making a profit anytime soon because I'm not expecting much internationally. Fifth place is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, adding $8.6 million, giving it a robust $189. In sixth place is Planes, Fire, and Rescue, adding $6 million. In seventh place is The Purge, Anarchy, adding just under $6 million, giving it a total of $63 on a $9 million budget. So obviously we're going to be seeing a Purge 3, a Purge 4, probably a Purge 5. In 8th place is the classic Sex Tape, adding $3.5 million, giving it about $34 million total. In 9th place is And So It Goes, adding $3.2 million, giving it a little over $10 million. And rounding out the top 10 is A Most Wanted Man, adding $3.2 million, giving it a total of just under $7 million.
Apparently wasn't the most wanted movie of the week. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week. All right. Two big movies coming out this week. Number one, going to our childhood past, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Surveillance is showing heavy Foot Clan activity.
If they're taking hostages,
let's rock and roll.
About
the shadows in the night,
you don't believe the unseen.
Who's that?
It's a cat.
minute, camera.
Oh, look, he's doing his Batman voice.
Back off, Ram!
Do not say a word about this to anyone. If you do, we will find you.
Yeah! We'll find you.
I'm sorry, that came across super creepy, okay? That's... We will find you, though.
My sons, I have trained you your whole lives to protect the city above. But I fear you are not ready for its greatest threat.
We're taking your armor to the next level.
Shredder.
You must stop, Shredder. Together, you are stronger than he can ever be. Let's go save my brothers.
Come on!
Poor Tiddle. One's fighting a little on Samma.
Why not?
So they're aliens.
No, that's stupid. They're turtles.
Is there anything else we should know about them?
They're ninjas.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Michael Bay, potentially destroying our childhood once again. Got some slow-mo dubstep a la Michael Bay as well. Curiosity factor for me says yes. Kebo Trek, Yerne.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out. Like you said, curiosity factor. And I don't think it actually looks that bad.
Garp, let's get your thoughts, Yerne.
Convenience of having a 12-year-old nephew in town for the summer, I will take him.
Awesome. I think Heavyset's going to agree, although he did drop from the call. I know he's a huge Turtle fan, so I'm not going to bet a lot of money on this. It's going to be a yay for him. All right, our next one this week, Into the Storm, starring Sarah Tancredi.
I leave you with Henry David Thoreau's words. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you have imagined.
We should look at it!
It's regenerating.
Did you hear that?
Dad, help us! The building fell down on this water pouring in!
I gotta get my son. Can you take us?
Let's move! What the hell is that?
This is what you guys do for a living.
They chase. I study.
Look out!
And it was close!
Dude, my arm hurts!
Sirens are down. If a tornado's coming your way, you're not gonna know it.
Hey, guys, it's splitting.
There's another one. There's three.
Four. They're everywhere. Hey, guys!
Oh, my God! I study storms all my life. This one is bigger than any storm that has ever been.
And they're sharks. Into the Storm, starring Richard Armitage. Is Sarah Tancredi Sarah Wayne Callies? Is that her?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. She's the only recognizable star I see in this, but I mean, this seems like 2014's version of, was it Twister with Helen Hunt?
Yes.
I mean, to me, it's Twister with upgraded graphics. I mean, the visuals look stunning. And if you're into kind of disaster movies, I would say go for it. Not my cup of tea. I would say nay. Carp, you're nay.
I'm actually a yay on this. I was hoping to catch it at Fantasia since Fantasia's in town. Unfortunately, it was one of the many Fantasia films that was sold out that I wanted to see. like you said, it looks like a much better Twister, and I enjoyed Twister, so. And I like disaster flicks.
Also, no sharks, though, Carp.
Well, I've already seen my two Sharknados. I forgot to mention as well, in my reviews, I went to see Zombievers at Fantasia. Oh. It was
Zombie.
So awesome, man.
It could, with a title like that, I could only assume excellence.
Yes, pure excellence. And there was a short film at the beginning. It was called Waterborne, but it was about zombie kangaroos in Australia.
Jeez.
Yeah.
No sharks,
guys,
though.
No, but you guys have to, like, come to a Fantasia film and enjoy the experience with the fanboys.
You know, I'll let you take over the Zombievers, but yeah, definitely something to check out. Kebo Trek, yay or nay for Into the Storm?
I will say a simple nay.
You're boring. All right, let's close the show. Plugs and final...
DVDs and Blu-rays.
Quickly, what do we got?
I guess I'll jump on in this one.
Do it. We have Divergent, God's Not Dead, okay. Oculus Rift.
So the three big ones are God's Not Dead, Divergent, which is the mental Twilight, I believe, and WWE Films Oculus about a scary mirror. And then there's actually a documentary, which I heard good things about, called 12 O'Clock Boys. It's about a dirt bike gang in Baltimore, how they basically they go and they do these dirt bike things so that they don't join gangs and they don't shoot people. So it's actually supposed to be pretty cool. And then I've also heard some all right things about Ping Pong Summer, which is also awesome. Coming out on DVD.
All right, cool. Plugs, final thoughts, Carp, go.
StateWars.com. Members starting seasons and games all the time. Come play or you suck and you hate wrestling and life itself.
All right, that was pretty clear. Kebo Trek, final thoughts and plugs.
Go see Guardians of the Galaxy. It's, for my money, the best comic book movie of all time.
And for Heavy Set, www.kfavesports.com.
Sportsradio.com, yeah.
And because he dropped out of the call, unfortunately, and you want to promote his website. Also, Heavy, when you listen to this, I will be joining your Pick'ems League, and you will all be losing to a Canadian.
There you go. All right, so for Kebo Trek and Carb and Heavy Set, you're in our prayers. Actually, no, you're just disconnected. This is Old School. Thank you very much for listening.